Chapter 3. Welcome to our country. Xander didn't like the Sunnydale bus station. He was sure that other people felt the same. It was old, dark, and dirty. Ampata was flying into LAX in Los Angeles, and then he was catching the bus.
What a welcome, Xander thought. The world's most horrible airport, and the world's worst bus station.
40 minutes late, said Buffy.
Maybe he's already here, said Willow.
Maybe, said Buffy. She called out as they looked around. Ampata? Ampata?
So, do we have to speak Spanish when we meet him? Asked Xander. I don't know any Spanish, except Doritos.
Ampata?
Buffy called again.
Here,
said a small voice. A small girl's voice. Then they saw her. A very beautiful girl with long black hair. And her eyes. Xander couldn't see her eyes. It was too dark. But he was sure that they were wonderful too.
Hello, the girl said. I'm Ampata.
Buffy smiled at her. Hi, I'm Buffy Summers. And these are my friends, Xander and Willow. Sorry we're so late. Ampata spoke slowly.
Pleased to meet you.
Xander spoke slowly too.
Welcome to our country.
Ampata smiled.
The most beautiful smile in the world, thought Xander.
Let's go, said Willow. This place is a bit scary at night.
They all got into Xander's mother's car and drove to Buffy's house. Ampata seemed very interested in the houses. Xander couldn't understand it. Were the buildings in Peru very different? When they arrived, Buffy showed Ampata all the rooms in the house. The last room was the kitchen.
It is very good, Ampata said.
Yeah, answered Buffy. It's got a fridge and a cooker. We like it.
Would you like a drink?
Asked Xander slowly.
Please, said Ampata.
She sat down at the table. Xander sat next to her.
So, Willow said, you're a girl.
Ampata smiled her beautiful smile.
Yes, for many years now.
Because we thought a boy was coming, said Willow. And here you are, a girl.
Buffy gave Ampata some orange juice.
Have you been to the USA before?
Yes, yes I have.
Where did you go?
Asked Xander, very slowly again.
I've been to Atlanta, Boston, New York.
Willow smiled.
New York? That's interesting. Did you like it?
I don't know. I didn't see much, Ampata said.
Your English is very bueno, Xander said.
Ampata smiled again.
I listen a lot.
Well, that's fantastic, because I talk a lot.
And Xander and Ampata laughed together. Later that evening, Buffy sat in her bedroom with Ampata. Buffy was a bit worried. How could she slay vampires with Ampata around her all the time?
Sorry the room is so small, said Buffy. My room at home is a lot smaller than this, Ampata answered.
What's your hometown like? Asked Buffy.
Dead. It has no life.
Buffy laughed. It sounds the same as Sunnydale.
Ampata looked at her in surprise.
But you have so much here.
Too many vampires and too much work as a slayer, thought Buffy to herself.
Ampata was looking at a photo on Buffy's desk. It was Buffy, Willow and Xander.
What about your friends? Asked Buffy.
They are...
Ampata stopped speaking.
Is she trying to find the right words in English? Buffy thought. Or is she hiding something?
Then she felt bad. Ampata was just a girl from another country. Not everyone had dangerous secrets.
It's only me, Ampata said finally.
Buffy understood that. Sometimes she felt alone too. She was the only slayer, and sometimes it was difficult.
It's a bit like that for me, she said. But don't worry. You'll meet lots of people tomorrow.
Thank you.
Ampata climbed into bed.
You must teach me everything about your life. I want to be like you, Buffy, with an ordinary American life.
An ordinary life? Yes, I'd like that too, thought Buffy.
She turned off the bedroom light.
Okay, one ordinary American life starts tomorrow, she said.